Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here now with the Midday Interview. My guest today is Dr. Dan Johnson. He's a PhD and Associate Professor Recreation Therapy at UNCW School of Health and Applied Human Science. And he's here to talk about something that sounds flat out wonderful. It's called the Miracle League. So, Dan, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
What is the Miracle League?
The Miracle League is a national program that supports baseball programs, mainly for kids with disabilities. There are about 200 fields across the country and growing astronomically from that. The fields are fully accessible. These are a rubber surface, basically, on top of asphalt. So anybody in a wheelchair or a walker or who has coordination problems, everything is flat, everything is accessible, everything is safe from that. And then you top it off by being outdoors.
That's great. What are some of the folks that are served by what we're calling the Miracle Field and Playground, which will be built in our area? What kind of people are invited to come and would find it a useful place?
Well, we've been talking to a lot of people because we started this several years ago. This has taken a long time to get going. So obviously kids with physical disabilities, but also with cognitive disabilities, developmental disabilities, kids along the autism spectrum. I was talking to somebody this last week about an assisted living softball league.
Oh, excellent.
You know, I want to go into a nursing home and walk up to a guy and go, how would you like to go play some baseball?
Oh, man, that's great.
From that, we've talked to Wounded Warriors programs at both places, preschools, special education classes, group homes, all sorts of things, wheelchair soccer, wheelchair softball. I had a guy come up to me at the Adapted Water Sports Day that plays on the wheelchair basketball team and goes, can we play wheelchair football?
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Of course we can. We'll figure out a way to do that. So the list goes on and on of people, and we're being approached by people fairly constantly. We want it to be used all the time. There's a lot of fields. I was visiting one out in Scottsdale, Arizona, while I was out visiting my family a couple months ago, and it's open Wednesday nights and Saturday morning. Well, that's
wow.
That you don't do a project like this that doesn't get used very, very regularly. So we'll even look at some after-school programs, some summer programs. We want people on it.
All
That's
the time.
Why we're building this. This is a community field.
And is that what you would say is the vision for the Miracle League and the Miracle Field and Playground?
Yeah, I think there needs to be more accessible places to play and really where you can all play together. And that's been a lot of the vision of this is I don't want you to think of this as a disability field or a disability playground. These are places for all kids and all people to be together. So that's really our vision.
But because of its accessibility, everybody can come.
Everybody.
Well, no one is left out.
It makes it a public park when everybody can come.
Perfect. Perfect.
From that.
What is the need in our area? You mentioned a lot of different kinds of disabilities and challenges that people have.
Well, if you look at statistics, there's estimates of 18 to 19% of people in New Hanover County, and that's a broad definition of disabilities. It gets even higher as you go out a county or so. That's a lot of people.
It sure is.
And that's a lot of need, and that's a lot of people who aren't doing things right now, who need a place to go in programs that are adaptable for them. We're looking at this as people will come from every adjoining county and from Duplin. You know, there's nothing like this around here. You'd have to travel to Myrtle Beach just to play in a game or up to Cary to do that. And no one's going to have a playground like we have planned for this one.
It sounds like if you build it, they will come.
We've always believed that. You know, I actually was on the Field of Dreams in Iowa a few years
ago.
Yeah, I was just driving through when I was living up in Wisconsin from my wife's home. And there's a little sign on a corner in this little town in Iowa, maybe 3 feet long, that says Field of Dreams with an arrow. Well, you got to turn.
Well, yes, and I understand that, you know, they created that for the film, and then people wanted to come see it, so they just went ahead and left it.
Yeah, and the next time we were going down to her mother's house for Thanksgiving, and it was snowing out. I said, let's just go see it. And, of course, it was closed, but at the bottom of the road, there's a car from Texas, and then there's four guys out there on the field doing stuff. So, you know, it's a magical place, and I think Miracle Fields are a magical kind of place.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dan Johnson. He's an associate professor at UNCW in recreation therapy. He's telling us about the Miracle League, which creates these miracle fields and playgrounds. We're about to have one here in New Hanover County. And you can get more information about this by going to the website Miracle League, WILM.org. We'll tell you how you can get involved at the end of the interview. Now, Dan, I want to ask you right now, how did you get involved and what is your part in the plan for the Miracle Field?
About 4 years ago, I was down in Myrtle Beach. My son Max was playing in a baseball tournament there. And I saw this field, and I'd read a little bit about Miracle Fields, and I went over and started walking around it. And I was immediately thinking of all the kids that I knew that could play on a field like this. And the names just kept popping up. You know, Michael's going to want to play, and Kitty, and Abby, and David, if they had a place like this. And I walked around it for about 10 minutes. And as I left the field, I said to myself, I'm supposed to do this for Wilmington.
And, it's quite a feeling.
Yeah. Well, and one person doesn't do it. It's not even close. So talking to people about it, you really have to let people know the advantages and the benefits of this sort of thing. And the Mayor's Committee from Disabilities and David Morrison got involved, and just all sorts of people with a passion for this happening. And then, I don't know if you remember this, but the economy tanked a couple years ago.
I heard something about that.
It was in all the papers. Mm-hmm. And we started right then.
Oh.
Excellent timing. So we went through a couple bleak years from that. But Brax Limited, who makes spirit cups, I don't know if you have any of those in your house, but you will want them. They're great cups. They're fundraiser cups that kids' teams sell. Pete Hexter from that company got to know the Miracle League through making a spirit cup for them, found out we were doing this, and he went all in the next day. We wouldn't be sitting here right now if it wasn't for Pete and the people at Brax from that.
So that's brought some money in.
And so we started a nonprofit called ACCESS, which is an acronym for Accessible Coastal Carolina Events, Sports, and Services. That took a while.
Well, that sounds good, though.
But it allows, you know, some growth and some vision from that. The Office of Shipman and Wright helped us get our 501c3. We put a board together of some very compassionate people. Pete put together a campaign committee. Trot Nixon and his wife joined us for that. And I won't go through names because I'll forget people.
I know, but it's a lot of hard work, a lot of people
doing that. Sheila Bowles then got involved with a construction committee. We now have a general contractor that's working with us, and it's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. How did you acquire the land for the Miracle League field? I understand it will be at Olson Park.
Yeah. Well, one of our conversations very early was this needed to be in a public place. People need to see that when you give people an opportunity to do things, they do wonderful things. So you don't put this off on the side and segregate people from that. So we started talking to the city about what was coming up, and they had purchased land for the Olson Park, and they gave us a great space to do that. So it will be in a very public area.
So you didn't have to purchase the land. That's terrific.
No, we did not.
Okay. Yeah. Where is Olson Park?
It's basically out by Laney High School. So if you're driving up, I guess that would be North College, past Laney, that first light after is a North Chase. Take a right, and you'll start seeing some signs for Olson Park, a right down Corporate Drive, which used to dead end, now goes straight into the park.
Oh, I know where that is, right. When do you hope to have the park ready for use?
We would love to have it open by May. We're shooting for that pretty hard.
Good.
A few things are going to have to happen for that, but that's when we want it.
So you're still fundraising. What is the goal at this point, and what's the ultimate cost?
The ultimate cost is a little over $1 million. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've done is we've moved the field out for safety away from some of the softball, and that's going to cost us some money. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is we've partnered to make that playground bigger and bigger and more accessible from that. So a little over $1 million. We've got over $900,000. Right now in donations, pledges, and now the in-kind stuff's coming in, and still have lots of in-kind needs from that. So we're nearing about $200,000, which again in this economy is phenomenal. But I think it shows the passion that people can have for this. And if you were on our website and you looked at the video, it's going to touch you.
Well, let's send some more people there. The website is MiracleLeagueWILM.org. You can also call this phone number to get more information about the Miracle League and the Miracle Field and Playground, 508-6788. Any last thought?
Well, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the playground.
Okay.
This is a fully accessible playground, double wide ramps for that. There are several elements that wheelchairs can go into. There's some sensory areas. It's going to be an unbelievable park for all people.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks so much for getting behind this and making sure it happens in
it
our area, Dan.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Great. Dan Johnson, Dr. Dan Johnson from UNCW, one of the wonderful folks creating the Miracle Field and Playground at Olson Park right near Laney High School, and hoping to have that up and ready for use by May. Again, you can get involved or find out information by going to MiracleLeagueWILM.org or call 508-6788. Again, Dan, thanks.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.